The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to Morgantown, West Virginia. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you courtside. BYU a 9-point lead, 38-29. The Cougars have to, well, what they have to do, Mark, and this is not a great analytics on my part, but I think they have to outscore. I mean, they have to. They don't have to technically, mathematically outscore West Virginia in the second half. Oh, look at this.
Hey.
Former President Gee from you. West Virginia has come by to say hello. So
a lot of ties to Utah.
Gordon Gee has BYU ties. He's been the president of West Virginia twice. And so I saw him going into the halftime hospitality room, and I kind of snuck my way in. I kind of talked my way in just to say a quick hello, because it was back in the 1993 Holiday Bowl in San Diego when BYU was playing Ohio State. He was the president of Ohio State at that time. And he spoke at an event I was at, and we got to meet and just quickly said hello. But he left a very positive impression on me, and so I just wanted to say hello again and you know, restoke the BYU fires a little bit. And he was so welcoming. And then he just came out and said hello to us here, the two of us here together, courtside.
Very cool.
So very nice. Anyway, back to my deep analysis. BYU has to outscore West Virginia.
So score more points was your...
No, in the second half. Even though technically BYU could be outscored in the second half and still win the game, I want them to outscore West Virginia in the second half. Here's why. In BYU's four Big 12 losses... These are the second half scoring margins. Minus 18, minus 15, minus 23, and a zero, meaning it was even. So I want BYU to come out and actually outscore West Virginia after halftime. They can do it. They can win without doing it, but I think that would be a real positive step for this team. Even though we're here in a road environment, tough to do. They've got the 9-point lead, and we're underway here in half number two. BYU right to left as we see it, and you hear it. A great roll by Foos right to the rim, but he misses at the rim off the would-be assist from Dallin Hall. Got what they wanted coming out of the break, and Foos could not finish at the rim.
I mean, Edwards is there, and so he had to adjust, but, man, that's a bucket you need.
20 seconds in, West Virginia the other way. Would have given BYU its first double-digit lead of the game at 11. Edwards bobbles out of bounds. Oh, but he was touched by BYU. I thought he was a straight fumble, but they say BYU touched. And so it'll stay West Virginia basketball with a 12-second shot clock. And Edwards had two first-half fouls, really hampered him, kept him on the bench for most of the first half, and now he's back and ready to go. Edwards facing on Foos, gives in the corner to Raekwon Battle. BYU by 9, 38-29. Battle, free-throw line jumper, very tough shot, and Edwards grabs the rebound. Another offensive reset for West Virginia. Edwards to the hoop, goes up, and he gets fouled. He'll get free throws out of it. So Edwards with 8 first-half points, chance to go to line for 9 and 10, another offensive rebound. West Virginia outscoring BYU 11-7 on second-chance points. So BYU on its first possession gets a chance at the rim that doesn't go. And then West Virginia, off another offensive reset, gets chances to score again, this time at the line.
Edwards is one of those guys, obviously very tall, but long as well. As you combine that, I mean, he's a lot of humanity there. And Foos, as good as he is and as long as his arms are, he's overmatched. I mean, he's got another about a foot and a half that he's got to make up for.
How frustrating must that be for Coach Mark Pope to have a play called out of half that you know is going to work and gets you right to the rim?
Just want to get off on a good note to set a good tone, and now you're... It's not terrible as Edwards misses that free throw. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but you have a great chance there to, you know, kind of set a tone.
And West Virginia and its fans will tighten up, too, if they, you know, do things like missing free throws. We see a free throw missed there by Edwards. And a second is good. So first free throw make of the night. West Virginia now 1-for-3 at the line. 8-point game. But you remember those first couple minutes in Lubbock, you know, how the game just turned so quickly. Now, the one good thing is there's, you know, we haven't seen any, you know, Pop Isaacs type explosions from anybody yet on West Virginia, but a different kind of domination. Edwards can assert down low for sure as Dallin Hall controls up top. Dallin Hall runs it to the lane, kick in the corner. Big three missed by Spencer Johnson. 1-for-4 from deep is Johnson. West Virginia in four court. 38-30. BYU had a 9-point lead, down to 8 now. Minute 15 seconds into half number 2. Creasa terminates. Pass deflected to the left wing to Battle. Battle will pull up and miss a short jumper on the base left. And Battle is battling his own shot. 3-for-11. Transition 3 around and off from Dallin Hall. And this feels like Lubbock again, the way the second half started. Remember how BYU had all those great looks and just wouldn't see them drop early? a turnover. No, it's out of bounds off of BYU. It'll stay West Virginia basketball. Just got to get that first one to go, Mark, here in the second half. A minute and 40 seconds in without a point for BYU here in half number two.
Now, Hall remains scoreless. You got three starters with only 3 points. Jackson having those only points. And you can't have overnights like that from your starting five.
And BYU shooting a three-point number that has led to losses this year. Runner by Slezinski is missed. And BYU gets the rebound. They're getting the – I mean, BYU's catching some breaks here right now. Mark from West Virginia, can the Cougs take advantage? Johnson, pull, fire. There
yes!
it is! Three-pointer left side. A wide-open three, and BYU by double digits. For the first time, 11-point lead now at 41-30. That first three of the second half goes for Spencer Johnson. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Cougs up 41-30. Mid-range jumper missed by the Mountaineers. Waterman the rebound. West Virginia shooting in the low 30s right now from the field. And you sense BYU might be a three or two away from busting this open. Dallin Hall straight away. Left side, Noah. Noah is scoreless. The lob to Foose. Knocked away from Traore, but he gets it back. Short corner left. Now backs down on Edwards. Knocks Edwards away. Gets to the middle. The up and under. And the step through score for Fuseni Traore. And the Cougs take a 13-point lead. Are they going to call timeout here in forecourt? Nope. They're going to keep it running. West Virginia. 43-30, BYU takes a game-high lead, expands it to 13 with 17-13 to play here in Morgantown. Danger time for the home team, perhaps. Straight away, Creasa. Creasa between the circles. Hall closes him out. Creasa beats him to the paint. Picks up defensive pressure there. One-foot fade. Good. Creasa knocks it down. He's got five. It's an 11-point game. 43-32, BYU leading it. Hall, top of the key, three. Nope. Good look. Yeah, BYU 6 for 21 from deep. Now steal by Spencer Johnson. He will take it hard to the hole. Lay it up
nice.
And score. Waited for Edwards to pass by. And scores two at the rim. BYU by 13, 45-32. And still no timeout for the Mountaineers. They'll keep it rolling here with 16:30 to play in half number one. The Cougs keeping the home team at bay. With Edwards bouncing to the right perimeter. Guarded now by Foose as he takes it into the paint. Kind of awkwardly. High to Slezinski. Left open three. Good from the left side. Raekwon Battle. What a massive make for West Virginia. Makes it a 10-point game. 45-35. Battle's got 10. Dallin Hall right side. Top side to Foose. Back to Hall. Hall. Left elbow. Skip past right corner. Spencer three. Got it again! Spencer Johnson. Three threes. And this might... Nope, they'll keep it going. 40, yep, caught timeout coming. We're taking it. 15:56 to play. BYU back to a 13-point lead. 48-35 on the Spencer Johnson triple. West Virginia calls timeout. BYU leading it by 13. Tying the game-high cushion on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
All right, the back courtside here in Morgantown, WVU Coliseum. Just an amazing venue. This building was built 1 year before the Marriott Center opened. It was opened 1 year before the Marriott Center, 1970. Seats 14,000. And Mark, you can look around this gym, and there are not too many empty seats. This is a really good Saturday night crowd here at West Virginia for a team that's under 500. They're 8-13 on the year, but great support in this state and certainly in this city. One of the most unique venues you're going to find. This massive span of a concrete roof and a crowd where the sound bounces around when the crowd, when the team gets going well. It's a really cool place to call a game. And again, we've done this such a long time, and not too many venues you walk into after 27 seasons together and go, I've never really seen it, been in a building quite like this, but that accounts for the Coliseum here.
I don't know where they found enough concrete to build this building because it's impressive. And obviously a great home court. I mean, they beat Kansas here. They beat Texas, Cincinnati. I mean, and this is a good home court advantage school. And BYU's done a nice job kind of opening this half with confidence, aggressiveness, and still getting some things. And so a really nice start. And that's, you're kind of one-fourth of the way through it.
The Cougs are making themselves at home in the dome here in the second half. Have outscored West Virginia 10-6 and have made four of their last five. From the field. We're going to call this our All-Pro Capital money moment of the game right now with BYU at a 13-point lead. It's brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments with All-Pro Capital. The All-Pro Capital money moment of the game right now with BYU up double digits. Cougs nearly force a steal of West Virginia. It's 12-second shot clock now for the Mountaineers. They go left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number two. Slezinski gets right to the rim and takes the assist from Kirk Creasa left wing. Slezinski's got points three and four. And West Virginia makes it an 11-point game, 48-37. Coming out of the timeout, West Virginia scores.
Great play out of the timeout. Easy layup.
Can BYU answer? Hall straight away. Jackson Robinson. Jackson, a quiet day today. Foose, mid-alley left. A back down on Slezinski. Hard to the middle. Now Robinson right corner. Big shot, and he got it!
He heard you.
Quiet no more! Jackson Robinson doubles his scoring tally with points 4, 5, and 6 as BYU takes a game-high 14-point lead, 51-37 on BYU's 8th Mountain America 3 of the day. 8 for 23 are the Cougs now. Carissa long jumper is good. That's a long 2. Carissa scores to make it 7 on his personal tally and a 12-point game. Foose goes low, takes it from Hall, goes up and scores at the rim over Sumnick. What a catch by Foose and a finish. BYU by 14 again, 53-39, but they got to stop the Mountaineers from scoring at the other end as the Mountaineers are now four of their last four. Both teams, in fact, are 4 for the last 4 from the floor.
Well, no Edwards right now, but Kreese has been good in this one. He got a bucket last possession.
Farrakhan. Cut off inside the three-point line right side. Now Battle takes his place on the perimeter. Post feed goes Sumnick. Sumnick drives past Foose and turns it. Oh, he took a hit on the pass. Foose got his arm. It'll be a timeout on the floor. 14-23 to play here in Morgantown. BYU by a game high. 14. 53-39. Timeout on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
All right, we are back in Morgantown, West Virginia. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Go in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU had a 9-point lead at halftime. That lead's gone from 9 to 14. 53-39. The Cougs on top with 14-23 to play. So a 14-point lead. And about 14 minutes to go here in Morgantown for BYU to even its Big 12 record at 4-4. BYU opened 0-2, then won 2, then lost 2. Now they're trying to win 2 again. And, man, Mark, how big would it be to already have a road split in the pocket going to Norman on Tuesday looking for a road sweep? Now lots to do between now and that possibility. But with 14 minutes to play, BYU's playing some good basketball, shooting 47% for the day and 60% here in the half. What they need to do now is get a little tighter defensively, as West Virginia has also made its last 4 from the floor. So back and forth we go in this, but BYU is outdistancing itself now from the Mountaineers at the three-point line. BYU's now doubled up West Virginia from the arc. BYU 8 for 23, West Virginia 4 for 16.
Yeah, Spencer and Richie Saunders, 6-11 from the three, or 11 from three. So they've been the great. And then now Jackson just hit one.
Massive three a moment ago.
Big three. Only 3 turnovers in this game for BYU.
Great number.
Yeah, that's amazing.
To 6 for West Virginia. As we come back in, it's Mountaineer basketball. They'll trigger to the right of their bucket. And Kirk Carissa is the trigger man. Farrakhan receives the inbounds pass in the right corner. Takes Hall to the middle. Puts a jumper up over Dallin Hall. Missed. And Spencer Johnson grabs the rebound. Down floor, Trevin Nell. Nell looks inside to Foose, stays outside with Hall. Hall will drive the end line and drift pass to Spencer Johnson. Three-pointer right corner, drifts past the rim. Rebound loose, collected by Farrakhan. And West Virginia in the forecourt would have given BYU a 17-point lead. Answer, no. Slezinski missing. Great rebound by Dallin Hall, jumping in front of his defender. 53-39, BYU in front and in front court. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. Richie Saunders takes a pass beneath the hoop. Waits, scores, and one for Richie Saunders. And BYU goes up 16 for the first time. The foul goes to Battle. It'll put Saunders at the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Richie Saunders now sitting with 13, chance for 14 at the line.
So smart around the basket, so crafty. Gives a good pump fake to get the man behind him up in the air and able to draw the foul and score it.
The assist goes to Dallin Hall, and that's number 10 on the day. A new career-high assist total for Dallin Hall. 0 points, but 10 helpers. Richie knocks down the free throw. It's been more than 3 years that a BYU player last had double-digit assists, Alex Barcelo in late 2020. And then Raekwon Battle turns it over in front court. He ran to the rim and drifted a pass to the left corner with no one there. And so now it's BYU by 17 and the ball with 13:36 to play.
Well, that was a super aggressive press that BYU sprang on the Mountaineers. And actually broke it. But then when you break it, sometimes you rush yourself because, oh, we got an advantage, and they made a bad pass.
56-39, BYU on top. Straight away three. Now it's missed by Spencer Johnson. Would have given BYU a 20-point lead.
Got a couple that kind of could just break it open.
13-13 to play. Farrakhan dribbles. The fans kind of uneasy, quiet here in Morgantown. Slezinski, right wing, Carissa. Can anyone turn this team on? Carissa dribbles into a three. That's good. What a shot. What a shot from Carissa. He's got 10. That was a difficult three to make it a 14-point game, 56-42. Trevin Nell straight away. Trevin Nell, 4 points, has not made a three. Spencer Johnson, left wing. Spencer's made three, 3 of 8. Post feed, Foose. Foose guarded by Sumnick. Backs down, gets to the middle. Wait, jump hook. Good, Foose again. Traore with 18 to lead all scorers. BYU by 16, 58-42, 12:30 to go. But West Virginia's made 5 of its last 7 from the field. Foul comes on the floor on the drive by Slezinski. It'll be non-shooting. The foul goes to Nell. Trevin picks it up. BYU has its second. West Virginia's only will make it 3 fouls for BYU in the second half to West Virginia's 1 after halftime. The Cougs lead by 16. Foose will check out on an 18-point day. Atiki will be in. Dallin Hall leaves with 10 assists, new career high. And a lob slam off the inbound to Raekwon Battle. Battle dunks it for points 11 and 12. The lead's down to 14.
Good. That was pretty awesome. I'll give him that one. BYU sleeping on the inbound.
West Virginia, Mark, is 6 for its last 8 from the field.
Could that be the spark they
They're
need?
Not going away. They hit the crease of 3 a moment ago. A double dribble by BYU turnover. And listen to that, just that quickly. The crease of 3, the Raekwon Battle alley-oop, and with the lead 14, the crowd gets loud for the first time in a while. BYU turns it over in forecourt. The Cougs have been here before. They've seen second-half leads slip. Can they find a way to hang on here in Morgantown? The first shine of life here by the Mountaineers in half number 2. And again, they're 6 for the last 8 shooting.
Zone for BYU. Got to know where Carissa is.
The Cougars have to turn the Mountaineers off a little bit. Carissa, deep three again. There it is. Whole different ball game, it feels like. 12-point, 11-point game. 58-47. Carissa with 13. The Mountaineers have been offensive foul, turnover again. Timeout on the floor, and West Virginia looking to turn this one around on their home floor. 58-47, the Cougar lead shrinking as we take a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Cleon Wall with a scoreboard update.
Lubbock, Texas, 15th-ranked Texas Tech trails Cincinnati 44-43 with 14:04 left to go in that game. Over the Marriott Center, BYU trailing West Virginia 58-50 as they're just getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Now back to second half action between BYU and West Virginia. Here are Mark Durant, the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebel.
Thank you, Cleon. BYU Basketball brought to you by Delta, official airline of BYU men's basketball. 2 minutes ago, BYU had led by 17 and had a three-pointer to go up by 20. It was missed. And since then, the Mountaineers have been turned on. Can the Cougars turn them off? West Virginia, down as many as 17, has now hit 7 of its last 9 from the field. They've made their last 3. They made a big 3. They got an alley-oop. They get a steal. They get a turnover from BYU, and now they get the ball coming out of timeout to make it a single-digit game. 17-point lead to 11. In 2 minutes, it's gone from 56-39 to 58-47. So it's an 8-2 West Virginia run, and BYU will play defense as we come out of timeout. So, Mark, again, BYU's been here before. They've seen second-half leads slip away. Can they find a way to flip the script and keep the Mountaineers trailing here in Morgantown?
Well, they got to know where Kreese is. He's got 10 in the half, and he's just hit a couple threes, so he's probably a big part of that timeout. You don't want to a Pop Isaac situation where a guy just goes off on you.
Pop off, if you will, as Carissa, with only 3 at halftime, as Mark said, has scored 10 after the break. Oh. Dallin Hall fouls Carissa in backcourt, went for the steal, and Dallin instead picks up the foul. That's 4, though. Now the Cougars have to avoid the foul issue because they've got 5 team fouls now to West Virginia's 1 after halftime. So a lot of things are trending the Mountaineers' way at the moment.
That's just a huge call. That would have been a bucket for Dallin.
BYU needs to stop, Mark, in the worst way here. Kreisa into the paint. Left wing Farrakhan. He'll pass out of it to Harris. An open three. Fouled on the three. Top of the key. Josiah Harris misses the three and took a hit, and it's three free throws. 28% three-point shooter, and he gets fouled by Jackson Robinson. And there was contact. He knew the call was coming. And now West Virginia keeps the run going at the free throw line.
Yes, some mistakes creeping in. We talked about the three turnovers. Now they've had a couple since that, and then the foul there. And these are mistakes that can let teams back in the game.
And, Mark, it's just the big leads in the second half. Got to find a way to keep them. 58-48. 17 down to 10. This could make it single digits, and there it is, 9. Free throws good by Will, by Harris. Makes the first two, and he's an 85% free throw shooter. This to make it an 8-point game. The Cougars had a shot to make it 20 points a minute ago. Had an open three, too, to make it that. 3 for 3. Whole new ball game here in Morgantown, straight up. 58-49.
Got Foose back in the game. He's been good. And
58-50, beg your pardon. 8-point game. Fans are loud. Whole new crowd here in Morgantown. This place was quiet for the first 8 minutes of the second half. Foose.
This is a mismatch.
On the smaller. Kreisa knocks it away. Takeaway, steal, turnover. And here come the Mountaineers. Kreisa. Left wing to Battle. Baseline jumper, short. BYU big rebound by Hall. And Hall into forecourt. Dallin Hall's taking it downhill right to the rim. Finger roll, score. How big will that play be? Makes it a 10-point game. Dallin Hall would not be stopped for his first two. 60-50. Do we look back at that for BYU today? Still 10:35 to play. An eternity here in Morgantown. But it's a double-digit lead for BYU. West Virginia, 7 for its last 9. Make it 7 for its last 10. And then the rebound out of bounds off of BYU. It'll stay West Virginia basketball. When every rebound is just so precious, it's an extended possession as West Virginia gets another look with BYU not able to grab the defensive carom after the miss from the right corner. Can the West Virginia Mountaineers make BYU pay on the reset? They trigger into Battle. Battle high. Farrakhan. Shoving away Trevin Nell. Underhand scoop to Battle straight away. Left wing Kreisa. Kreisa 13 with 10 coming after halftime. Dribbles into a three. There it is. So it's Pop Isaacs all over again. He's got 16, 13 after halftime, 7-point game. BYU's lead down to 7. It was 17. Lob low to Foose. Foose doubled in the post. Spins. Jump hook. Window. Good! What an answer from Foose. BYU by 9, 62-53. But West Virginia's not slowing down. They've made their last, either 8 of their last 11 from the field.
BYU has
They're charging hard.
One job here. Stop Kreisa. Do not let him get a shot.
And get a rebound should you see a miss. West Virginia, plus on offensive rebounds, plus in second chance points. Foul for BYU, and the Cougs are in foul trouble here in the second half, and this is not a good sign. 6-1 is the foul situation, so West Virginia's going to get to the bonus.
Oh,
or is that 7?
That was 7, and that's a third on Fusini.
Well, that was 7, so it is 1-1, and the foul situation, 7-2. Is what I'm looking at. 7-1 is now what it is, Mark. West, everything is good. This is a situation we've seen before, unfortunately, in the second half.
You know, Foose might be the answer to not losing a lead, his ability to score, but now he'll sit for a minute because of those three fouls.
7-1 fouls and a 1-1 for Kreisa, who's a 77% free throw shooter. The BYU lead is large as 17 here in the second half. Had a straightaway three to make it a 20-point game. Did not go, and since then, all West Virginia. Make by Kreisa. He's
rattled.
Got 17. 14 after halftime. Last five games shooting nearly 60% from the arc. 2 for 2 for Kreisa. 7-point game. BYU up 62-55, but the Mountaineers have taken 10 points off a deficit in 5 minutes. Dallin Hall again, hard drive. To Jackson Robinson, left corner. Jackson Robinson outside the perimeter to Hall. This crowd on its feet here in Morgantown. Dallin Hall takes a hip check out front. No! It's another offensive foul. Tony Padilla calling a tiki alley, a tiki for setting a screen, and everything going West Virginia's way. Right now, it's a whole new ball game. 62-55, Mountaineers on top. The Cougar lead shrinking by the minute.
Well, officials get caught up in the excitement of a comeback as well, and they get a tiki again on a screen. That's two.
Eight fouls to one here in the second half. Everything going the Mountaineers' way. Farrakhan, perimeter right. Steps back to the corner. A shove away. That'll have to go the other way. There you go. A call on Farrakhan. An easy one to call. And thankfully for BYU, the call was made. 9:06. The BYU lead down to 7. It was as large as 17. And the Cougs are now being outscored in the second half. 26-24. Hall starts at right. Robinson, high, Waterman. No Ali Khalifa for BYU today. BYU playing valiantly shorthanded. Can they find a way to hang on? West Virginia zoning. Dallin Hall driving, scooping, and scoring! And he's fouled!
Wow.
Dallin Hall has the two biggest buckets here in the second half for BYU, Mark, and both on drives, hard to the hole, and a foul and a chance for a three-point play to restore a double-digit lead. In fact, his last make restored a lead to 10, and this one here, if he makes a free throw, restores a lead to 10 when things were going the other way.
Yeah, great play. He had Edwards switch on him out of three-point line, so he knew he could beat him, but could Edwards recover in time to block the shot? He could not.
4 points, 11 assists, career high for Dallin Hall. Free throw, good, rattles in. BYU by 10 again, 65-55. It's all about stops right now, Mark.
Dallin's making the plays on offense. Now can someone make a defensive play?
8:35 to go. Josiah Harris made three big free throws a moment ago. Number three, Kerr Carissa on the three-point line. High to Harris. Right to Wilson. He'll drive it. Miss it. Rebound collected by Jesse Edwards. Back to the bucket, and he scores it. Second chance points again. 17-7 in second chance points for West Virginia. And they're not getting stops. BYU right now, it's hard. 65-57. The BYU lead down to 8. Hall, step back to the three-point line. Gives to Spencer Johnson. Right. Now back to Hall straight away. High screen set by Atiki. Dallin. Skip pass. What a find to Spencer Johnson. Missed the three and the rebound. West Virginia. Loose ball foul.
Out of bounds. Out of bounds.
Oh, stepped out of bounds. They say that Harris fell out of bounds with it. It'll be BYU basketball. Huge break for the Cougs on another three-point miss that would have given the Cougs a double-digit lead again. 65-57. Lead down to 8. Under 8 to go. 7:57 on the clock. BYU basketball after this. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law. Solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Can BYU seize the opportunity for a precious road win in the Big 12? The Cougs have led most of the way against West Virginia. BYU's led for 22 and a half minutes. West Virginia's led for 7 minutes and change. With 7:57 to play, BYU leads it by 8. 65-57. It'll be BYU basketball as we come back in. And what will be the significance of a simple step out of bounds? We'll find out here. Right before the break, BYU missed a three for a double-digit lead. Josiah Harris grabbed the rebound beneath the basket, and his foot came down on the baseline. The call was made out of bounds. That quelled the momentum for a moment, and we'll give the ball back to BYU as we come back in here in Morgantown.
West Virginia fans wanted a foul there. It caused the out-of-bounds, but they didn't get it. So now BYU will come back. You know, I'm just watching Noah Waterman. He's not coming in the game, but he's just not well. And how nice would it be to have a rebounder and a tall defender on the three-point line? But they'll have to do it without him. And
it's tough for Noah because he's sick on a day where he's got a lot of supporters from Savannah, New York, who made the long drive down to Morgantown to watch their guy play. And Noah just doesn't have it today. He's on the bench, and he is gassed just sitting there. He's been ill, and the Cougs as a team have been really racked with illness of late. And that's why Ali Khalifa is not with us here today in Morgantown. Dallin Hall on the dribble for BYU. 11 assists to go with 5 points. Five huge points here in the second half for Hall. Hall straight away. Johnson back to Dowell on a 5 second shot clock. Has Edwards on the switch to the free throw line. Will lob it low to Foose. Collects and score. He missed it, but he's fouled. Oh, but it would have been a 3-point play for Foose with 1 second on the shot clock, and it was right at the rim. And now he's got to score two from the line with 7:38 to go to restore a double digit lead for BYU. So close to a 3-point play chance. But Foose will shoot two.
It's a great pass from Dallin as the first free throw is good from Foose.
For Dallin, that is, well, no assist because he got fouled on it, but it would have been number 12.
Yeah, he ought to get an assist if Foose gets two free throws here. First one's good.
66-57. 67-57. Fuseni Traore, 21, and he's made all of his free throws.
22 now with that second free throw, yep. So he's three short of a career high.
So 67-57, BYU by 10 again. But West Virginia, 5 for its last 7 from the field. They keep making on the other end to keep the heat on BYU. 7:37 to play. Kirk Carissa, monstrous second half. 15 of his 18 after the break. Carissa into a 3 right side. It's left, missed it, and the rebound, West Virginia. A reset, Edwards low, and dunks it. Another offensive rebound, reset, and score.
Wow.
17-7 in second chance points, Mark.
That was an impressive dunk there from Edwards.
Drive and kick, open three, Jackson Robinson, no. Rebound, West Virginia. 67-59, BYU's lead down to 8. Couldn't find a defensive rebound, and West Virginia made the Cougars pay again. Carissa to the right side. 6:50 to go. 67-59. Mountaineers trying to make it back from down 17 here in the second half. Carissa, right wing. Lob low to Edwards. Sees a double. Skip pass goes left. Farrakhan passes out of it to Wilson. He'll drive it, float it, and score it. 6-point game. 67-61. As close as West Virginia's been in this entire second half. Timeout, BYU. And the crowd on their feet here in Morgantown. We're taking. We'll keep right here. We'll stay right here on a 30-second timeout. West Virginia's not been slowed down at all here in the second half. They've outscored BYU by 3 after the break, 32-29. The Cougs have had these 3-point opportunities, 3-point shot opportunities that just not going. And West Virginia making the Cougars pay at the other end. And the offensive rebound number is not dramatic. It's 9-7. In offensive rebounds, but the second chance number is dramatic, and that will be why West Virginia wins this game if they come back to win it. And wouldn't that be a heartbreaker? It is 17-7 in second chance points right now. That's plus 10 in a game. The Mountaineers still trail by 6, but the lead was 17 here in the second half, and West Virginia has whittled away more than a point a minute since going down 17. And now it's time to hang on for dear life for BYU with 6.5 to play. You can't say they don't have experience at this because they have. They've been through this a lot, and they've had their hearts broken a few times here in the first half, in the second half of games this year. Can they find a way to reverse the tide and hold on for a huge W here in Morgantown? Can the Cougars do it? 67-61. It's a 6-point lead in BYU basketball. Everyone fully engaged here at WVU Coliseum. Johnson straight away. The handoff to Trevin Nell. Takes a bump high from his numerical opposite, Raekwon Battle. Crosses him over. Nell to the base right. Cut off. Foose. Foose at the right elbow. Out to Richie Saunders. Straight away, Jackson Robinson. Down to a 5-second shot clock. Down to 4 for Jackson. Drives an opening to the rim. Short at the rim. And I think out of bounds with it is Edwards. Yeah. But he touched it with a 1.1-second shot clock. So almost nothing for anything good here for BYU. 1.1-second shot clock. And the Cougs in desperation mode before the buzzer. 6:04 to go, and they're going to maybe take a look at timing on this.
Maybe give BYU a little bit more time.
But the ball was in Jackson Robinson's hands late in that clock, and he drove and didn't know what to do with it at the hoop. Ended up kind of lobbing a pass, and it goes out of bounds off of Edwards, and it'll be BYU with 1 point something on the shot clock to get something out of a game in which a possession in which they've seen a lead shrink from 17-6 here late, and the Cougs are just in hang-on mode right now. 6:04 to go.
Well, it hasn't been all bad. I mean, at UCF, the lead shrank for them, and they were able to pull it out. So you get a big lead to be able to survive runs like this, but you have to settle yourselves, and you're good shape. I mean, it's almost basically an overtime period where you start ahead by 6 points. And so that's a pretty good deal, and you just kind of have to switch the momentum that West Virginia has. That's the big challenge.
The settler for BYU has been Dallin Hall, but he's on the bench right now.
2 seconds here for BYU. So
they put 0.9 on extra. 2.0 on the shot clock. Trevor Robinson now sends in. Lobs to Richie Saunders. 3 at the buzzer. Banks
yes!
it! He banks it in! And the Cougs lead by 9, 70-61. If that's going to happen, maybe it is BYU's day. Richie Saunders with his third 3. Make it 4 threes. He's got
17
now. As Creasa
on.
Drives it right to the rim, an uncontested layup for Creasa. He's got 20 with 17 coming after halftime. 7-point game, 70-63. Just too easy for West Virginia right now.
Get a big play like that and give it up.
Foose to Nell, 3-pointer. No, he missed it left corner, and then a foul. Free throws at the other end. That'll be 1-1 for West Virginia. Richie Saunders. Body checks, battle in the fight for the rebound. That Trevin Nell 3, left corner. I would have given BYU a 10-point lead. Trevin Nell misses from the left corner. And then in the fight for the rebound, a foul, 1-1. And it'll be double bonus rest of the way. The foul disparity is still significant. 9-4 here in the second half. Battle, massive front end situation here. And he's not taking a free throw today. A front end for a 79% free throw shooter. Raekwon Battle. Washington and Montana State transfer. BYU by 7. 5:26 to go. Made it. Well, the Cougs, Mark, have had their chances here in the second half from the three-point line to kind of create the distance you feel kind of needs to be developed to keep West Virginia where you need them as Battle makes them both. He's got 14. Fans back on their feet. 5-point game now. 70-65. They've taken 12 points. Off a 17-point deficit. BYU forced to make. Nell
yes.
fouled on the three. And he made it! A 4-point play chance! Wow! Trevin Nell! You can tell as he squeezed it up, he wasn't going to get out of it because he was hit, and he makes the shot!
Holy smoke. Maybe that's what he needs. He has a wide-open shot, misses, and he gets fouled with a guy all over him, and he nails it.
So, seconds ago, Richie banked in a three. Now Trevin fouled on a three, and just like that, BYU has 10 threes. Free throw no good by Trevin Nell. 73-65, and BYU is 7 for 11 from the free throw line. 73-65, Creasa. Straightaway three, Harris. No, rebound, Dallin Hall.
A
miss and a rebound. Dallin Hall, cross court, Nell thought about it, won't take it. Under 5 to play. BYU by 8. A make here, and the Cougs go back up double digits. Spencer Johnson, pocket pass, Foose, scoop and miss. Offensive rebound, Foose, reset. Robinson, 3.
Yes!
Jackson Robinson! And the Cougs lead by 11 on the Cougs' 11th three of the day. 76-65. Mountaineers the other way. Drive, float, and score for Josiah Harris. They come right back. 76-67, BYU by 9, 4:30 to go. West Virginia shooting 57% after halftime. The Cougs not able to pull away.
Foose
as many great plays as BYU makes. Spencer Johnson from the lot. 3-point line left won't take it. He's got Edwards on the switch. Jackson will pull and fire and miss the three. Hit to the floor, no call. 4:05 to go. BYU by 9. 76-67. Mountaineers forecourt. 3-pointer. Miss. Rebound Trevin Nell as Wilson missed the triple. The under 4-minute media timeout coming on the whistle.
I need a timeout.
BYU's up 9. 76-67. When that whistle comes, we'll take a break.
Foose needs it. He's tired.
A make will put the Cougs up double digits again. Any foul from BYU gives the Mountaineers 2 free throws. Dallin Hall, 3-point land right. Now left as they work against the zone. The lob low to Foose, and he's held. It'll be BYU out of bounds on a non-shooting foul situation. The foul will go to Harris, and we'll take that break. Can the Cougars hang on? 76-67, BYU by 9 with 3:35 to go. Our final media timeout has been taken right now, so we will take a break with you all. Cougs, 76. Mountaineers, 67. The final 3:35 next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so back here in Morgantown, West Virginia, BYU 76, West Virginia 67. BYU basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers. Diamonds Direct, lowest prices, and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Mark, it was a moment ago that I said that BYU was being outscored 17-7 in second chance points. Since I said that, BYU has scored the last six second chance points in this game, and one of them, or at least three of them, let's say, came on a two-second shot clock and a desperation banked-in three-pointer from Richie Saunders. Maybe that becomes the shot we'll remember when this day is done. Let's hope, because the Cougars have a nine-point lead with not a lot of time left.
I mean, obviously there's a little bit of luck with that one, but Richie had to catch that. It was the last option, and he was going away from the hoop on the out-of-bounds on the baseline. He had Edwards on him, the longest guy maybe in the country, to block the shot, so he had to throw it high and hard enough, and it was online. If you get it online, you might get the bank shot. He got it.
Well, this is a game that has 3.5 minutes remaining in it, and BYU's got to find a way to make sure West Virginia doesn't outscore the Cougars by nine in that time. In the second half, it's dead even. 38-38 is our second half score after BYU led by nine at the break. And as we come back in, BYU has the ball and a 20-second shot clock and the lead. Jackson Robinson off the inbounds to Dallin Hall straight away. Dallin to the top, sees a double on the show. Right wing, Spencer Johnson back to Hall between the circles. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Dallin Hall on a 12-assist day. Spencer Johnson on a back down, backs out to the arc right, pulls and fires and misses the three. Fusier, offensive rebound.
Good, smart.
Resets it to Robinson, who shoots and scores from three. Jackson Robinson.
That's
with his fourth three-pointer, and BYU leads by a dozen now, and it's more second-chance points, the last nine in a row second-chance points scored by BYU. Massive late.
Traore with the rebound and then his fourth assist.
BYU by 12, under three to play. Raekwon Battle right side. Battle, high, Edwards. Hand off, Creasa. Creasa three. Yep, wouldn't you know it. Creasa will not let West Virginia go away in this one. He's got 23 with 20 coming after halftime.
Jackson just got to be better getting around that screen.
2.5 to go. 9-point lead again. Back to nine. Work to be done here in Morgantown. Dallin Hall, hounded up top, left wing Nell, bounces low to Foose. Edwards closes on Foose, single team coverage. Foose goes to the middle, wait, jump hook, good again! Foose Eni Traore with 24, one off a career high. BYU back up double digits, 81-70. Mark, it feels like a couple of stops is all you need. Creasa missing a three, Hall's got the rebound. That's going to take it under two, Mark, with an 11-point lead, 81-70. Kerr Creasa trying to do it himself. He's got 23 with 20 after halftime. It may not be enough. Can the Cougars assure us of that? Hall, guarded by Farrakhan, releases high to Robinson. Under 10 on the shot clock. 1:45 on the game. Lob low to Foose. Backbreaker!
Oh.
No! Spencer Johnson missed it. And then Slezinski knocks it out of bounds. And they reset the shot clock with 1:42 to go. BYU ball with an 11-point lead. And that would have been the dagger, Mark, from the right corner. It was missed.
And Foose is getting a lot of these rebounds over Edwards.
Yes, great rebounding work by Foose over the taller Edwards. BYU on a full shot clock. Mark, this is going to get down to 1:25 or so before the Cougs think of shooting. BYU by 11, 81-70. Trevin Nell pulls it down, gives to Hall. Hall will head fake it. Step back three. Is this the dagger? Yes!
It is!
Dallin Hall for three! It's good! And Dallin Hall with a game for the ages as he has now eight to go with 12 assists on the road in Morgantown. And all of his points, Mark, coming after halftime. This was the Dallin Hall game. And what a half from Hall. 84-70. BYU, who saw the lead go down to five here in the second half, leads by 14, 1:25 to go. And look at the fans head for the exits here at WVU Coliseum. We're in timeout. We'll keep it right here. 1:25 to go. That will be the backbreaker. Dallin Hall again. The points, eight. Don't jump off the page.
Assist,
but they all
do.
Came after halftime. And when he made buckets was huge in the second half. But those 12 assists are the most for a Cougar in a single game in nearly 8 years. 8 points, 12 assists. The last player with 12 was Kyle Collinsworth in the 2016 NIT against UAB.
Well, what a great response. BYU, the lead, the ship was leaking. And, man, did they ever patch it up. And how do you patch it up when it's kind of going against you? You have to have aggressive plays from Dallin Hall. I mean, Dallin Hall made some really aggressive plays. He got to the basket when BYU needed it. You need to have a little bit of luck. You know, they got a couple threes that maybe shouldn't have gone. But then the real secret ingredient is you have Pusini Traore on your team, a guy that can score buckets for you, get buckets down low, and consistently get scoring from you. Pusini has just been off the charts, remarkable, awesome. Every good adjective I can think of is Pusini Traore in this game.
Just to amend the comment I made a moment ago, Mark, sorry about the assists. Kyle did have 12 back in 2016. Since then, TJ Haas had a 13-assist game at Pepperdine back in 2020. So there has been one more recent, but still rarefied air when you're at 12 or more. Either way, we're back on a timeout.
Still time.
Yep, 84-70. BYU leads at 120 to go. Creasa straight away. This building has begun to empty here as Creasa.
Good job.
Gets a one-hand lob to Edwards, and he finishes the half alley-oop as it rattles around and down. He's got 11. That's his first field goal, though, in the second half, Mark.
That's impressive, and West Virginia's going to have to foul, or they're conceding, and they're not.
84-72, BYU's lead 12, 1 minute exactly to play, and West Virginia's not fouled. They're now with 15 seconds left in the shot clock, and if they do foul, it'll be a 1-1. Spencer Johnson on a baseline drive. The drift pass is picked off, and then a foul, and BYU will put the Mountaineers at the line for two. 48. You almost can't lose this one at this point, but you do stop the clock and give the Mountaineers a chance for two.
You have to help them, and that helped them a lot. As weird pass, because it looked like Spencer would have a clear path to pass it to the corner for a shot. Edwards snatched it from him, and then Johnson fouls him. So a chance for points without any clock going off, time going off the clock. Edwards at the line. Edwards not a good free throw shooter, but
Edwards missing a free throw. By the way, Dallin Hall, with those 12 assists, has one turnover. He's one of 11 players this year in Division I with 12 assists and one or zero turnovers. And of those 11, only seven others have also had 8 points to go with it. And Dallin's sitting at 8 points today. 8-12 right now for Hall with one turnover. Oh, I hope we get to talk to Dallin postgame here courtside. That'd be great. 49 seconds to play as Edwards makes the second of two. And so he's 2 of 4, 12 points on the day. I beg your pardon. Edwards now with 16 on the day.
Well, 30-second timeout. Again, more about Foos. I mean, boy, you've seen some guys really step up when BYU's needed it. And Ali Khalifa not able to make this trip. And so it falls on Foos to be great. And he was. I mean, that says a lot about a kid that knows I have to play well for my team today. And I've never seen Foos better than he was today. And this is against Edwards, who is a premier shot blocker, you know, just so tall and long. Really remarkable.
24-9 with three assists for Foos today.
I think he has more assists than that, actually, but, sometimes it's hard to get that as a big man because when he hasn't scored inside, he's kicking it out to a wide-open shooter.
And you can also add two blocks and a steal to his tally as well today. What a massive day for Pusini Traore.
I got full-court pressure. Just get it in and give it up and get to the foul line.
11-point game, 84-73, 48.6 to go. Trevin Nell is the trigger man for BYU beneath the West Virginia bucket. It's into Dallin Hall, and he's fouled. Now, Dallin will go to the line for 1-1. That was team foul 7. So wouldn't it be something for Dallin Hall to earn a double-double this way? He's got 8 points and 12 assists. The best assist game in 4 years for BYU.
Not a good free throw shooter, but I feel just the way he's played, I'm kind of counting on these to go because it's been a great half for him.
So none of his teammates on the lane as Dallin misses the free throw. 84-73, BYU by 11. Kirk Creasa to the top, pull, fire, missed the three. Trevin Nell the rebound, not fouled yet. Now he's fouled by Edwards, so he'll be back to the stripe for Trevin. BYU 7 for 12 at the free throw line. 58%, but West Virginia only 12 free throw attempts as well. And so again, this is more like the games they lose than the games they win is their free throw tally. You talked about it pregame, and it's turned out to be that way so far.
Still another front end here, as it's only the eighth team foul on West Virginia, and Trevin, as good a shooter as he is not great from the free throw line. And he gets it.
That one rattles around, drops down. Then Trevin Nell and Raekwon battle with some words for each other about something there in the follow-through. Either way, BYU by 12, 85-73. Oh, the 80-point plateau's been hit. That's good news for BYU fans. Trevin makes them both.
Nice.
With 80 points, you can text the words sub above to 61090 for your chance to win a free sub from Jersey Mike's. Again, text the words sub above to 61090. Three-pointer miss, rebound Dallin Hall. West Virginia not fouling. BYU's up 13-86-73. BYU into forecourt, and the Cougs can now bounce it out. The shot clock is off. BYU will win this one. Again, text the word sub above to 61090. You can win a free sub from Jersey Mike's. The Cougars come to Morgantown and come away with a double-digit win. 86-73 is our final score as BYU bounces it out down to 3-2-1, and we are done. The Cougs are winners, 86-73 over the Mountaineers. Post-game recap starts after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, back here courtside at WVU Coliseum in Morgantown, West Virginia. BYU with a 9-point lead at halftime, ends up winning by 13 here, 86-73. BYU over West Virginia. The Cougs are now 4-4 in the Big 12. The Cougs have two Big 12 away wins, and BYU wins at a place in which Kansas could not, in which Texas could not. BYU, which saw a 17-point lead shrink in the second half, and the momentum of the game, the crowd factor, it was all going West Virginia's way. There was a point in the second half where it felt like, uh-oh, the Cougars have to somehow stem the tide because they've been through this a few too many times. It got to a 5-point game at 70-65. And from that point, BYU outscored the Mountaineers 16-8 the rest of the way. And big shot after big shot, nothing bigger than Richie Saunders banked in three-pointer late in the shot clock. But then there were big three-pointers still to come from Trevin Nell, and then Jackson Robinson with two massive threes late, and then so good that Dallin Hall got in the act, and the final shot he makes is a three to go along with it. So he ends up with 8 points to go along with 12 assists, the most assists for a BYU player in 4 years. And so, who didn't have a part in this game today? With Ali Khalifa back home watching sick and injured, Dallin Hall, 8-12. With points and assists. Fuseni Traore with 24-9 points and rebounds. Spencer Johnson, 15. Jackson Robinson, 12. Four Cougs in double figures as BYU earns a double figure win on the road in the toughest basketball conference in America.
Yeah, so hard to do. And how fun is this, though? I mean, every game is so exciting and so intense and looks like it's going one way and then it goes the other way. And that Richie Saunders three, maybe what saved BYU, because those kind of shots are a real gut punch for you as a team when you're trying to get back into a game and a team hits that on you. That's hard to overcome mentally, but so many great efforts. I thought Richie Saunders was terrific. You mentioned Jackson and Dallin played much better in the second half, and Spencer was very solid in this game. But Fuseni was just amazing. You can imagine just three or four games ago when Fusini's coming back off the injury, how almost timid he looked and unsure and rusty, and then to have this game just as good as I've ever seen him play, completely dominant, so smart, took care of the basketball, distributed the ball, rebounded the heck out of it. To me, as all those other games are good and Dallin was amazing with those assists, this will be the game I remember about Fuseni Traore to come on the road, play like he did against such a good opponent personally for him and Edwards, and to play like he did was amazing.
And how neat, too, that you have that kind of synchronicity from, the NC State situation.
Yeah.
Where one needs the other, and then this one, the other one, the one needs the other, and BYU needs either big man, and it kind of worked both ways, right?
Yeah, now let's try them together. let's make that happen. Get better, Ollie.
Let's get you some post-game numbers from this one. BYU shoots for the game 49% to West Virginia's 42. BYU from the three-point. This is a BYU game, right? This is the trademark game. This is exactly what you want. 13 for 36 36%. Like, you win games at 13 for 36. This is a BYU basketball game. And the Cougs made only 9 of 14 free throws. But free throws, BYU shot more of them than West Virginia. West Virginia was 75, but on 9 of 12. By the way, the Mountaineers were out shot from the arc 36 to 29%. Rebounds were dead even, 35-35. Offensive rebounds dead even, 9-9. And in the end, BYU outscores West Virginia in second chance points. And isn't that an interesting number? Because I recall saying it's 17-7,
yeah,
West Virginia with the edge, and BYU ends up 19-17, meaning every second chance point from that point went to,
wow,
BYU. 12-0 in second chance points down the stretch. Remarkable number there. All right, turnovers. Both teams took care of the ball well. BYU 8 on the road. Wow, 8-9 for West Virginia. Points off of turnovers, BYU plus 2 at 11-9. The second chance point number gave you a moment ago. Bench points, BYU plus 11, 27-16. Paint points, BYU plus 2, 38-36. Fast break to West Virginia, 10-8. BYU led for 30 of 40 minutes in a tough place to play. Yes, West Virginia has a losing record in league and overall, but a winning record at home. They were 3-1 in league at home. And again, it already beaten number 3 Kansas here. This is a really good win for BYU.
Yeah, I think people that kind of know the game and know this league know that this is a big win. And credit BYU for coming on the road. And I don't care what team you're talking about in the Big 12, going on the road and winning is very difficult, as we've kind of gone on and on about teams struggling here. And this is a great home court environment that – and they had to really fight for it. I mean, they West Virginia was coming for them. They were coming. And BYU had to withstand that, be resilient. So really, really impressive performance. I mean, this is going to be a memorable game that, like you said, I think will carry a lot of weight as we get deeper into the season.
Again, individual scoring numbers. Foose with 24, Saunders 17, Johnson 15, Robinson 12, 9 for Nell, 8 for Hall, 1 for Atiki. Waterman played, did not score, but he was sick and looked at. He just did. This was not going to be a day for Noah. So best wishes to Noah as he looks to get well. He was under the weather in a big way today. West Virginia gets 23 from Creasa with 20 coming after halftime. He went off.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough for that team, but there was a point when he got going and the crowd got going, and it was like, uh-oh. And BYU steadied the ship and found a way to keep West Virginia where it needed to be from a BYU standpoint. Great resilience by BYU, who have seen leads disappear in the second half. And it was going. It was 17 at one point, down to 5. And BYU made all the plays it needed to keep it where it needed to be. So 23 for Creasa, 16 for Edwards, 14 for Battle, 8 for Harris, 4s for Sumnick and Slazinski, 2 for Farrakhan. Edwards has 16-7. It's a pretty good day, really good day. But it wasn't the 25-10 he had against Cincinnati. BYU did a nice job with Edwards. His foul trouble in the first half helped things a little bit as well. But there you go. Those are the numbers of note in this one. That will bring us to our Nu Skin Data Discovery. It is brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in all these numbers for a Nu Skin Data Discovery?
Well, forgive me if I'm not exactly certain on this, but I seem to recall at one point in the second half that BYU was 2-for-10 from the three-point line, and they finished 8-for-19, so they're 6-for-their-last-9.
Mm.
That could be not quite right, but either way, they shot the heck out of the ball from the three late in this one to seal this victory.
All right, that is your Nu Skin Data Discovery. We'll take a break. We'll head it back to BYU Radio, and it'll be Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live with your host, Cleon Wall. We'll bring it back to courtside and hear from BYU player and head coach Mark Pope as we continue from Morgantown. Final score, BYU 86 and West Virginia 73. BYU basketball presented in part by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Well, this was an inspiring win for the Cougars in Morgantown. We'll talk more about it as we continue on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network.